And some of Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to know how you know that the Pasuk of the Im Hoyo Si Eli, she's talking about an Arusa, not a Nesua. So the Gemara says you don't need it for a Nesua, because we have another Pasuk for Nesua, and the Gemara said with that you need to code me, and the Gemara says that you would know anyway, and that's where the Pasuk, extra Pasuk has to be by an Arusa. Iboy, you save another answer. The Havoya Kedushin Mashma. Im Hoyo Si Eli, Tihye is Lashon Kedushin, Erisin. Rashi. The boy say malachi lamotzis laokma lahaykra vimhayosia ele barusa dechsiv lashon havaya demashma kedushin kedamrina meseches kedushin the yotz of a hoysa makish havaya liyitzia. So the word vahaya vahaysa means erison. It's not nesuin. Okay, so therefore the pasuk imhayosia leish has to mean in arusa. Okay, the Gemara says ema. No, so okay, so fine. Now we have one pasuk by Arusa and another pasuk by Nesua. So Ema Av Lechudei Mefer. So let's say that the father himself could be Mefer by an Arusa, and the what's it called? Where it says Im Kain Va'asra Iser Beisavia Yani Osa Lomali. If the father can be Mefer when she's an Arusa, of course he could be Mefer before she's an Arusa. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me a father's Mefer before she's an Arusa? Where there's another person who she's in his rishus partially, an arus, still the father is mefer by himself according to this. So surely where there is no arus, the father can be mefer himself. So that can't be. So you can't be talking that the father is mefer by himself. So where it says ema av li boy arus, the arus lechudei mefer. Maybe what's it called? Enochinam. The father, what's it called, needs the Aurus to be able to be Mefer, but the Aurus can do it on himself. Mercer says, if that's the case, the father is just a fifth wheel. Right? The Aurus could do it himself. But the father can only do it with the Aurus. So what do you need the father for? Mercer says, no. That since the father has a Shaykhus over here to be Mefer, right, even though he can't do it by himself, and the Aurus can do it by himself, the father could also be Mekim. And if he's Mekim, then the Aurus can't be Mefer. Okay. Where it says, Im Kain, Beis Ishon Adara Lamai Kosov. Right? Well, then why do you need the Pasuk by Nesua? Right? Kavachomer. Umabam Mokum Av Aurus Mefer Lechudei. Right? If in the place where there's a father, by an Arusa, where she's still in the Rishus of the father partially, the Aurus is Mefer 100% himself. Shalobam Mokum Av Miboyah. You need a pasuk to tell me that where she's in a su and she's out of the reshus of the father completely, that the husband could be mefer. So what do you need that pasuk for? So it must be that the pasuk of Aurus is not that the husband could be mefer by himself, but they need to be do a peshutvis. So where it says, aim in base ish on the door alomer shein abam lefer akol. I mean, that pasuk you need by Nesua is not to tell me that the baal could be mefer. That I know from a kal v'chomer. But I need that to tell me that the baal can't be mefer earlier a nidarim, that she came in when she was a nesua, she already had those nidarim on her. Where it says uminei aris mefer bekodmin, what's it called? From there we can learn that an aris is mefer bekodmin. Elav mitlab mishum should fasi da'av, must be that the reason why an aris could be mefer with nidarim that came before because he has a shutvis of the father who had shaykhus to her before. So that's why he could be doing it. But the Maisa, what's it called, by a Nesua, where there's no shutfus of the father, it's understandable that the Baal can't be Mefer Nidorin that she had before she was a Nesua by himself. So Mele, we know all those halachas already, and we don't need that Pasuk of Nesua to tell me that he can't be Mefer Bekodmin. And therefore, we need one Pasuk by an Arusa, that the husband and the father Mefer together Beshutfus only, and a pasuk by Nesua to tell me that the husband could be made for her Nidorim alone when she's in Nesua. Rashi. Ve'eim alohachi somach ha-kosuv kiheni avi osa v'im ha-yosia li'ish lomar da'ab mefer l'chudei levito arusa below ours. Maybe the pasuk of the im ha-yosia li'ish comes to tell me that the father could be made for the Nidorim by himself. If that's the case, why didn't the pasuk tell me that when she's not an arusa, the father could be made for her nedarim? If he can be made for the nedarim, even where there's an arus by himself, surely he can be made for where there's no arus. Memela shamina devadi mefer the hashem makom arus sheishalo arus reshus baha ab mefer lechudei shalobu makom arus miboya the ab mefer lechudei. Must be that he can't be made for by himself by an arusa, but he has to do it together with the husband. Okay, maybe the opposite. The father needs the arus. The father's hafara by itself won't help. He needs the arus to help too. Sheinu yochel lahafer below arus kedekamrus. Avol arus made for lechudei below. How do I know the arus can be made for by himself? And if you'll ask, if that's the case, so we need the father altogether, right? The father does have some shaykhus to this, and therefore if he's makim, the oris can be mefer, but the oris doesn't need him. If he keeps quiet, the oris can be mefer by himself. Maybe that's halach. Or it says no. Im kain the oris lechudei mefer lo itzrich lon krala meimer the baal mefer nidre ishto. Right, then if that would be the case that the oris could be mefer by himself, then I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a husband could be mefer the nedarim of his nesua, because a kavachomer to be kavachomer u denafka ma im ba'od arusa shirashu snehim ba motzi lemefer oris lechudei kishenise she'en la avrishus ba miboy the mefer baal lechudei. If I would, the halacha would be that an arusa, the husband could be made for by himself, so it's a kavachomer that an asua, the husband could be made for by himself. Ela miditzvah kol mikhtav in beis isha nadarish, ma'amino da arus makama veinu mefer lechudei. Must be that by an arusa, he can't do it by himself. The Gemara says, ve'eim ala olam da arus mefer lechudei. No, maybe the arus could do it by himself. Aye, what's the problem? Why do you need a pasuk then by nesua? With the Ka'amra Sim Kain Beis Isha Nadara Lomali Lomar Lachoshe Nabal Mefer. That's coming to tell me a different halacha. Not that he could be Mefer, but he can't be Mefer Bekodmin. The in Beis Isha Nadara, if she made the nether when she was in Nesua, he could be Mefer. But if she made the nether before that, she can't. He can't. That's what it's coming to teach me. Not that he could be Mefer the Nadarim, that he can't be Mefer the Nadarim that came before. Mora says, Uminei, Kolomer. Miho da amras de itzri krolahachi, minei ika lemifra, lemishma. Since you need a pasuk to tell me that the baal can't be mefer the nedarim of his nesua that were made before the nesuin, we can infer that an arus could be mefer the nedarim of his arusa. Right? Because otherwise, why don't you pasuk by nesua that he can't? Right? He can't even do it by an arusa. The mishma nomi, the lav arus lechudei mefer. The hashto umal baal achar shenisis lo. Eino mefer bekodmin, b'mashe nadra, k'shi arusa lo, eino yochel hother, achshof k'shenich nesakula b'rishusa. Right? If he can't be mefer the nedarim she made when she was an arusa, even though now she's completely in his rishus, right? Oris mefer bekodmin, bitmio, b'zman she arusa, v'lo nichnesa b'rishusa, hechi motzi mefer lechudei, b'hani nedarim she nadra, k'shi arusa. So if he can't be made for those nedarim when she's completely in his rishus, how could he be made for those same nedarim, right, when she's not completely in his rishus, when she's still in the rishus of the father? Elalav, so why could he be made for those nedarim? Hai the oris mefer, mishum shutfasi da'av, since he has a shutfas with the father, and the father could be made for those nedarim, so he gives a koach to the oris too. The mefer bahadei, avol oris l'chudei, vadi lo motzi mefer, but from this whole, all these psukim together, it's obvious that the halacha is that an arusa, her father and her husband are mefer. Neither one can do it alone. And in the sua, the husband alone is mefer. And since he doesn't have any more of the power of the father, he can't be mefer nedarim that came when she was an arusa, because then he only had the power to do with the father. Those nedarim he didn't have power over. Only the nedarim that she made mamish when she was in the sua.